And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio, and with me this morning is Chris Allen. He's a double bass artist here in Shreveport. He plays with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival, the South Arkansas Symphony, the Shreveport Symphony, and about every other orchestra in the area. He is part of the jazz camp that is starting this July 15th at the Louisiana State Museum, and they are accepting applications now. This is a program that is being produced by the Shreveport Summer Music Festival in conjunction with the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum. And Chris, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill.
So this is the first in what you hope will be an annual event sponsored by the Shreveport Summer Music Festival. Can you tell me a little bit about what you hope to achieve by this and how you're going to make this into a regular annual event?
Well, I hope there's a lot of interest with the young musicians in town to play jazz. It's definitely a culture of Louisiana that's very important to us and all over the world. I hope that the participants will learn how to read what's called a fake chart, a lead sheet, and learn how to improvise on that and meet other musicians that have the same interest. And who knows what will come out of it. Maybe even some original composition could come out of it.
Now, Louisiana is, of course, the cradle of jazz. This is really where it kind of all began in Louisiana and this area in the South. This is part of the heritage of Louisiana that we'd like to perpetuate. Of course, jazz has spread all over the world. It's very big in Europe, very big in New York and California, but not always as big as we would like it to be. It doesn't necessarily get promoted. So this camp will help really further that mission of preserving, protecting, and extending jazz into the community through youth.
That's right. That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that mission has evolved through the Shreveport Summer Music Festival over the years and how you got this direction?
Well, last summer we had a series of jazz concerts through the Eddie Kozak Memorial Series over at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum. We thought that it would be really good to open it up to the students and give them a learning experience and also have a built-in crowd for the concert that we're going to do this year.
Now, this is a jazz camp designed for students. What's the range of students that this is open to?
Generally, middle school to high school. That's usually when you're going to find the music students that are in a serious enough mode of learning and have learned enough at that point to know their scales and a little bit about chords and structure of music, be able to read. It's important. We don't want to teach them the very basics of music. Hopefully they're a little bit on their way already and we can just get them going on how they can learn to play jazz.
So when they come to this camp, what can the students expect? What's it going to consist of?
They'll come and generally they'll be listened to by all of the coaches the first day, and we'll put them into different combos that fit their level. Hopefully a good combination of students will be together to, you know, help their learning to the best abilities. And we're going to have combo rehearsals both morning and afternoon with some special classic movies of jazz artists. We'll have some lectures with some of the coaches, answer questions with them on what they don't know and want to know about with jazz. And then hopefully they're going to perform a good concert on Friday the 19th, July 19th, at 3 o'clock.
For those out there, especially parents probably listening right now, how would they get their children involved in this? How do they enroll?
We have a one-page application that they will need to fill out. You can get them here at the radio station and at all the major music stores in town. I have pamphlets of that. We're hoping, I understand the website doesn't have access to them yet, but we're working on having that in the next day or two so that they can get an application and a full information sheet. They can answer a lot of their questions on it.
And tuition for this is how much?
The tuition is $150, which is very reasonable for a five-day day camp. And that also will include a T-shirt and lunch.
All right. And at the end of this entire camp, of course, it's going to culminate in two concerts. One will feature the students who have hopefully learned a lot and going to go out and show their chops.
That's right.
And then the next night, which is Saturday the 20th, there's going to be a faculty concert. And do you have any last thoughts to share about this for our listeners?
Well, we hope this to be a continuous thing through the years, and this is the first year for it, so we're hoping for a good turnout, and so if you have an interest, then don't procrastinate on it. we need to know so we can set up the coaches' schedules and make plans for the couple weeks away.
Chris, I want to thank you for joining me this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
That was Chris Allen, double bassist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival, and they are presenting the Louisiana Jazz Camp, which begins July 15th. The application deadline has been extended, so you still have time to enroll your child. If you'd like to learn more about this, you can contact the Shreveport Summer Music Festival on their website at shreveportsummermusicfestival.com, or you can call the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum at 318-632-2020. Again, the application deadline has been extended for the Louisiana Jazz Camp. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.